Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection. Today, we're going to be talking about an audience question that is huge. Why we seek love and how to know when love is real. That is the question. So we're going to be talking about that today. It's an amazing, amazing question. And a really critically important question. We're going to be talking about how to recognize the difference between different types of love so that you can get the one that you're trying to seek. Before we get started today, quick shout out to new listeners in Barueri, Brazil. Obrigado por esta conexão. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you on board. If you have questions, you can use the link in the show notes to send those in. That'll take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com, and you can let me know what's on your mind, how this journey is going for you, and how I can help. So this is incredibly important. Let's talk about love. And let's talk about different types of love and how to recognize when love is, quote, real. So here's the question. This question out of New Jersey. We as humans can express what we call love, but it can't be physically manifested. It's not tangible, nor is it visible. So my first question is, how can anyone be sure that someone truly loves them? And my second question is, why are so many people bent on acquiring something that is merely ephemeral and possibly non-existent in essence? Really good question. So here's my answer. These are two really good questions. And they're so well worded, clearly a lot of thought has gone into this. So I really thank you for the opportunity to connect with you on this topic. This is as applicable to your romantic interests as it is to other love relationships like parents and family. And this is a really long response, but I think it really needs the detail. So I want to take these questions one at a time, starting with the second one. Why are so many people bent on acquiring something that is merely ephemeral and possibly non-existent in essence? Well, to be human is to crave real, unconditional love. We chase it all of our lives. When we're young, what we're really chasing is validation. We seek validation of who we think we are in that moment. We seek validation that we're worthy of love, and we seek validation that we're, quote, good enough. Good enough for what? Good enough to be loved. Love appears to be ephemeral. You had it, then it was gone, it evaporated. And that's because it was not love. If what you had evaporated, if what you had was ephemeral, then what you had was attachment or conditional love. And we'll get into that in a minute. But after a few experiences of seeming to have love in our lives and then watching it evaporate, we start to think that this thing called real love just doesn't exist. And this is usually when people make a terrible mistake and they start settling for something that is less than love, only to end up in misery and broken lives. And I really want to save you from that. And it's funny with all this physical world around us that we seek something that does not have physical form at all. And it's one of the most important things to us. Most of us spend a period of our lives seeking physical things that we think will make us feel whole, like degrees and jobs and money and houses and cars and people and titles. And after those things fail to bring us that fulfillment, we start to look to the intangibles like purpose and love. Now, ultimately, I believe that we're driven to seek love because we are driven to find ourselves. And that will make a little bit more sense in a minute. So to explain all of that, let's get into the first question, which is, how can you be sure that someone truly loves you? This is important. So listen up, kiddos. There are several nuances here. Each of us has a capacity to love. And some people, depending on what stage they're in, are only capable of attachment, which is not love. But as we grow and evolve, that capacity to love gets bigger and more capable. We move through a stage where we have the ability for unconditional love, and we keep growing until we have the capacity for divine love. Let me back that up. In the beginning, we're only capable of attachment. And then we're capable of conditional love. And eventually we are capable of divine love or unconditional love. And divine love is what most of us think of when we say true love or real love. See, when someone claims to love you, they may really feel that they do. The key is to assess their capacity to love. That is, if you can figure out if their love is attachment, or is it conditional love, or is it divine or unconditional love? Because these are the three types of love that are out there. And this is my opinion, based on my own experience. So let's talk about each of these three: attachment, conditional love, and unconditional or divine love. Attachment. Attachment feels like them pulling you towards them. Pay attention to how you feel in your gut when you're around them. If you can feel the energy in your body, it will feel like them pulling you in. They're grasping for you. You feel a need for them. They are afraid of losing you. They tend to your needs, but they do so out of a fear of loss. They may try to control you. They're needy. If they have expectations of you, this is attachment. If they say, if you love me, you would do this, that's attachment. That's not love. If they're currently spending a lot of time in stages 3, 4, or 5, you almost certainly have attachment here, not love. Now, that is not to say they don't love you to the extent that they can. It's just that they don't have the capacity for unconditional love yet. They're just not capable of it yet. They love you to the extent that they can. They just don't have that much ability to do so. Attachment is all they can muster. And they may be a wonderful person, or not. But we're all just here on this journey, going around this cycle. Don't hold it against them. See their humanity and feel compassion for the fact that you're in this journey together. We're all just human. With time, as they evolve, they may find the capacity for real, true love, the unconditional kind. Are they worth the time and effort to wait around for it? Well, we all are, but you cannot and should not force them to evolve if they don't truly want to. Should you offer them a chance to evolve? No. Why? Because that's putting a condition on your love. And they may try out of some fear of losing you, but any choice made out of fear multiplies that fear. So be kind. Don't interfere with their journey unless they specifically ask you for help on their own. And don't put conditions on your love, because then what have you got? Conditional love. So let's talk about conditional love next. Conditional love can look a lot like the divine love that we're all looking for. It can be very confusing. They say they love you, and it is reasonable to assume that they do love you to the extent that they can. Now, as an example, our parents love us unconditionally at first, No matter how much you cry or make a mess, they just love you. But as Tony Robbins says, try that when you're 40. At some point around 2 years old, your parents' love becomes conditional. It becomes conditional on you acting the right way, or maybe getting good grades, or taking on certain careers, or fulfilling certain family expectations. There's that word again, expectations. Do they ever withdraw their love? The withdrawal of love feels terrible. We would do anything to get it back. So we try to meet their conditions. We try to meet their expectations. Many marriages are this way too. And although there's a level of caring here, sometimes quite a lot of caring, this is not really the true love you're looking for. This is not real love. It can get confusing because they say they love you, but sometimes they withdraw their love when they're angry or when they're in a bad mood or when you did not meet their expectations. They may not treat you nicely. If they love you, how could they be mean to you? Because their love is conditional. They love you to the extent that they can, and that's it. For now. Parents, as an example, sometimes, if you're lucky, move from conditional love to unconditional love once you're off on your own and you know you're no longer spending their money. And once you don't need them for anything and they don't need you for anything, but that assumes that they have evolved to at least stage 8. Until you get to stage 8, you're not and you're spending most of your time there. You just don't have the capacity for unconditional love yet. Why? Because you have not yet found unconditional love for yourself. Your capacity to love someone else is based on your capacity to love yourself. When you reach at least stage 8 and you have unconditional love for yourself, now you can go out and offer that unconditional love to other people. But it's all about your ability to do so, and that's based on your ability to offer that love to yourself first. So let's talk about divine love, or that perfect unconditional love. Now this is what we're all chasing. Real, true love, like it was sent down from heaven. Real love feels like it's pouring out of them and into you. It is not a grasping and pulling in. It is a giving and a pouring out. It makes your heart feel bigger, like it's radiating out of you at the thought of them. Real love has no expectations. You don't need anything from them. You are complete unto yourself, and they don't need anything from you. They are complete unto themselves, and you choose to be around each other because the love and the joy multiplies when you're near each other. They never withdraw their love from you, even if they feel angry. They're always kind. They never call you names or yell at you. They never make threats. They never set conditions. They do not belittle you or make you feel bad about yourself. They lift you up. They encourage you. But they don't lie to you, even just to make you feel better. They call you out when you're fooling yourself about something, or if you're about to do something detrimental. But they do it kindly. You can feel their love radiating out of them all the time, no matter the situation, unconditionally. This type of love is so incredibly rare that you can count them on one hand over a lifetime. Most of us, if you find one in a lifetime, you've done really, really well. If you have someone in your life This could be a family member or a romantic interest who has the capacity to love you like this, then you revel in it. Work to evolve your own capacity to return that love. I swear that this kind of love is so tangible, it has weight and substance. It is not ephemeral and it does not dissolve. It is more real than anything that you could pick up. And so it all comes down to their capacity to love themselves. So one way you can tell if someone has the capacity to love you unconditionally is to see how much they love themselves. Our capacity to love others is limited to our capacity to love ourselves. So do they really truly love themselves? Watch them. It takes a long time to get to a point where we truly love ourselves. And most people aren't there yet. The average person still does things that detriments themselves. They may regularly, knowingly sabotage themselves. They may think terrible things about themselves or put up with unhealthy situations. You get the idea. If they do not love themselves, they cannot possibly love you the way that you hope they will. And this doesn't mean that they don't care what happens to you. They might care quite a lot. They might enjoy their time with you immensely. The relationship might be a fine idea as a friendship or a family relationship if you enjoy that time together with them too. Most of your, quote, love relationships, friends, and family will be like that. And it can be very fulfilling. But it won't be this unconditional love that you're seeking. Not unless you find someone that has the capacity to love themselves like that. And then, of course, you have to look in the mirror. While you assess others for their capacity to love, don't forget to look in the mirror. What is your capacity to love yourself? Can you work to evolve that to the point of unconditional love for yourself so that you'll have the capacity to love others unconditionally? Now, this happens naturally as you evolve through the stages on this cycle of development that we're always talking about. You can work to evolve yourself, and you will naturally come to love yourself fully and truly. Then you'll have the kind of love you seek, guaranteed. You must love yourself unconditionally before you can offer that or seek that from someone else. Now, as usual, life has a bit of a twisted sense of humor, and you will get that unconditional love once you don't really need it because you are providing it for yourself. And the crazy thing is, once you come to love yourself this way, the river of your life will quickly deliver someone into your life that can love you that way too. And you can be that for them. And life is freaking beautiful. And I speak from experience, it's real. In fact, I'm starting to believe that unconditional love is one of the very few things that actually is real. To our listener who wrote in this question, I have so much compassion for you in this experience. The confusion can be so frustrating, but you are so very worthy of real love, first from yourself and then from others, so don't ever doubt that. The answer, as usual, on how to find it is to work on you and find it from you first. And then it will be delivered to you in droves. I hope this has been helpful. I hope this helps you to recognize the types of love that you are experiencing in different relationships, family, and romantic interests. And I also hope that this helps you recognize other people's capacity to love and your capacity to love and to see that within your humanity and theirs. This is a heavy topic. Consider this. Think heavily on this because this is one of the most important things that we seek and connect with in all of our lives. As usual, the answer is working on you, which can often be not what we wanted to hear, but that's the truth. All right, so that's a lot of homework. Let me know what questions you have. Use the link in the show notes to send in your questions. Let me know how I can help on this topic and others. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.